Warning, this episode contains spoilers of Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker.
Hello guys, welcome to the second episode of this new podcast called Discussions with Brandon and Nicole. My name is Brandon and I'll be joined by my co-host Nicole.
Hello there.
So this is episode 2. This is the spoiler version of the Rise of Skywalker review. Woo-hoo. So there will be spoilers, just letting you know.
We can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah, we can't emphasize there is going to be spoilers, people. I recommend all of y'all go watch or listen to episode 1 before this, just because we do talk about characters and we're not going to talk about them as much in this episode. We might mention them here and there.
It's not going to be like very broad topics. It's going to be very specific moments since these do contain spoilers. So
yes.
If you want, like, a broad overview of everything, I would recommend go listening to the first episode.
Again, there is spoilers.
The last call.
Last call. Going once, going twice. All right. Here we go. Let's start begin. This review of The Rise of Skywalker. All right. Where would you like to begin, Nicole?
Okay. Okay.
There's so much. I mean, this movie is so great. Much. Like, okay. I absolutely loved it.
Okay, should we just dive right into it?
Let's just go for it.
Okay. Yeah. So
I feel so free because I can talk about the movie
without restrictions. I don't have to think about what I'm saying anymore.
It's just like, talk about everything.
Exactly. Okay, so I'll just go ahead and dive right in. So,
all right.
Palpatine.
Oh, we're diving in deep.
We are diving in. He's back.
I mean,
he does speak.
It was in the trailer, so everyone knows that he's there. But, like, I was not expecting what happened in that movie.
Me neither. I didn't expect not him to all. Be as big of a part as he was.
Yeah, like, definitely.
He was literally a character.
Yeah, he was. Ian did a good job of portraying this character how he is.
Oh, yeah,
Ian
for sure.
I don't know how to say his last name.
McDermott.
But, there we go.
Yeah, no, he's a great actor, and I find it ironic because, like, this has nothing to do with this movie specifically, but as far as, like, the originals and the prequels, I find it ironic that for Return of the Jedi, he played an older man when he was younger, and then for the prequels, he played a younger man when he was older. I just find that so ironic.
So funny. So let's talk about Palpatine since we couldn't talk about his character in the last episode. Let's talk about his character now. So what do you think?
So I kind of agree with the majority of the people where, like, we don't really know where he came from. We just kind of assume that, like, he didn't fully either he didn't fully die in Return of the Jedi,
or
his spirit was, like, passed on to some other clone of him that these people created, which I have no idea who they are.
Is that a theory? I've never heard that theory before.
So, like, there's a theory that, like, basically he did die physically, but basically these things, whatever the creatures were that were, like, in I don't know, like, all the other emperors that came before or something like that, that they, like, basically created a clone of Palpatine and, like, used his spirit into the clone or something like that. I don't know. That's another theory.
That's interesting.
Just because, like, in the room at the beginning of the movie on Exegol, it, like, shows the containers of, like, Snoke's body and things like that, you know, like, clones of it. So,
yeah.
Like, that's where the theory came from, I think. But, I don't know, it's interesting.
Okay. It is interesting, and, oh, Lord, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, it was just my theory. Well, he obviously survived somehow, but I wish, and this is just my opinion, when they were showing him on Exegol, like, it was flashing lights, and honestly, like, that hurt my eyes so much. But I just wish they showed him more. But I understand, because they did that for, like, I guess suspense, you know?
Yeah.
But I really, was surprised by his appearance. I mean, I knew he was coming, but just the way they reappeared him was really interesting.
Yeah, and, like, that's not to say that I disliked the fact that he was in this movie. I actually personally really enjoyed it, and I'm glad that they found a way to bring him back, even if we didn't fully understand it, just because he's such a great character. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was just a great...
It's such an iconic character.
Yeah, it was just a great way to end out, you know, the entire... the saga, you know? So, I personally didn't mind
definitely.
It.
Definitely. It was one of those major nodbacks to the original. Like, in the last episode, we talked about the smaller nodbacks, like the smaller details, but this is one of the big ones, right. I think. So that's kind of what tied the whole movie together.
And for some people, at least some people that I've talked to, you know, like friends and things like that, they have differing opinions, but one opinion that I heard was that the bringing back of Palpatine basically went against everything that Anakin did in Return of the Jedi, which was that, like, you know, he killed the Emperor saving Luke. And they basically say that that goes against it because, you know, basically it's like Anakin did nothing. And I see where they're coming from, but I kind of beg to differ just because, like, I think that it still had a purpose. It was still sentimental. We know why Vader did it. And even so, it did technically kill him off, and it's for the time being.
For the
time being. Like 30 or 40 years since then. And it's not like...
I mean, I guess that's what... I guess during that time he was planning how to create this massive Imperial army.
There's no way that anyone could have planned for this to happen. So it's not like Darth Vader knew. Like, his intentions were still good.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's just kind of my opinion on it. I personally don't mind the fact that Palpatine is back.
I enjoyed that.
They say that he's overpowered in the movie, too, like, with his force lightning and things. I could see where they're coming from, but if he's powerful...
But that's such a nod back to the original, which I absolutely love.
Yeah, and if he's powerful enough to be back in the first
force
place,
lightning.
You know, he's going to have power. And he gets the power from the dyad that is Rey and Ben, so... You know, I personally, I thought it was great.
Yeah. Definitely really good choice by JJ to bring him back somehow.
Should we open up another can of worms here? Dive in a little bit deeper as well.
Sure.
We're just going right into it.
Yeah, let's go in deeper. Yeah.
Yeah. So
no warning here.
Speaking of Palpatine. So, Rey is a Palpatine. Yeah.
That didn't surprise me, really. So here's my thoughts on it. That didn't surprise me, just because there had been so many theories and rumors, and they all made sense. Well, actually, no. I take that back. The part with Rey's parents, that didn't make sense to me, but with Rey's parents and Palpatine, that didn't make sense to me, but that's just my personal opinion. But I did... I was expecting her to be a Skywalker or a Palpatine. And I'm fine with either one. So, but I think it makes it cooler that she's a Palpatine.
I actually had a different opinion. So, like you said, I wasn't surprised necessarily that she was a Palpatine. I was surprised that they went down that path. Like, I didn't expect them to, but I wasn't necessarily surprised by it. I don't know. It's a strange feeling. But basically, in my opinion, I didn't expect her to be a Skywalker at all. I always fully knew that it was going to be Ben. Yeah, for sure.
Really?
But what I thought Rey was going to be, I thought she was going to be a Kenobi, a descendant of Obi-Wan.
Ooh. See, I saw that theory, but personally, I thought that was a little far-fetched. That's just my opinion.
But, like, at the same time, people could make the argument that when did Obi-Wan have time to start a family? But, like, when did Palpatine have time to start a family? You know what I'm saying?
True. Yeah.
So, and
who's Palpatine's wife?
Exactly.
Who would marry him?
It's all confusing.
Yeah. So I think, but that adds to the suspense of the movie is like, well, how did this come to be? Which makes us question it in a good way. And I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I wonder if they would ever do a Star Wars story, perhaps on like, you know, Palpatine. I don't know if they would do that.
I know they're doing Obi-Wan Kenobi, so maybe it might share some information that we don't know.
Maybe, perhaps. I'm not completely sure. But I did think they were going to go down the Kenobi path. And in a way, I was kind of hoping they would, just because it made sense to me with all the powers that she had and her accent and things like that.
And
how he, like, speaks to her.
And, like, it would have been really easy for them to go down the, in my opinion, to go down the Skywalker path. But the fact that they made it a little bit harder and confused all of us in a way, in some sorts, and went down the Palpatine path really made the movie great.
Well, and so I also just knew from the beginning, I don't know how many people actually knew this, but I knew from the, ever since the beginning of The Force Awakens, maybe like a month after the movie was released or something like that, way back in 2015, JJ actually released, I don't know if it was like a statement or something, but he released something to the public, and it was basically talking about how Rey's parents were not seen at all in The Force Awakens. And so at that point, I'd already knew that she wasn't a descendant of Luke. She wasn't a descendant of Han and Leia. And so I was like, she's not a Skywalker. So I just kind of ruled
it out. I actually don't remember that. I don't remember him saying that, but no, I don't.
I don't remember what exactly it was that he said, but he said something along the lines of, like, her parents were not seen in the movie because it was a big mystery, you know, and people wanted to know. So that's what made me to believe that she was a Kenobi, just because he wasn't seen in the movie. But thus it was Palpatine, so.
All right. So moving away from Palpatine a little, I mean, we've spent, like, the past 10 minutes talking about him. Which is great, because it's really great how they added him to the movie. I just wanted to mention one thing. Did you see that two cameos actually happened? Wedge and John Williams both made cameos in that movie, which I love.
I thought that was great. Like I said in the spoiler-free review, I thought that the memorabilia and, you know, the things that we saw in this movie were great. And the references.
True. I really, I agree with that.
I thought it was cool to see Wedge flying in with everything. I did not expect that at all, which I guess was the ultimate goal.
Yeah, me neither.
Didn't expect to see John Williams either, and it actually took me a second before I realized it was him in the first place. No, that was really cool of them to do that.
Yeah. So, Kylo Ren, I want to go back to his character a little bit, because he's not just, like, your generic Star Wars villain. He's not, like, a Darth Vader. I mean, actually, wait, hold on. I take that back. He is a Darth Vader. Wow, okay, that was really sad. But he's not, like, a generic villain. He's much more in-depth, which I really like. Especially when he saves Rey. That was like, whoa.
That was a really
that was a
good
whoa
moment
for me.
And this wasn't my original idea. This has just been something that people have been talking about, you know, since the movie came out. But like the idea that when Ben saves Rey, it refers back to what he said in The Force Awakens, which is when he was talking to Darth Vader and saying, "I'll finish what you started," which is saving the one that he loved. So I thought that was a really good tie back.
Oh, that's actually very interesting. I like that a lot.
It's a really good tie back.
Okay, we need to talk about Rey.
Okay, Rilo. Open up another can of worms.
I mean, now this one's a big can, because personally, at the beginning of the movie, I was really expecting Poe and Rey together, just because their bond was different than we had seen before. And I kind of talked about this in the spoiler-free version. But their bond was different than we've seen before. So I was surprised that Rilo happened.
I mean, I'm not necessarily surprised that Rilo happened. All I have to say really is that I wouldn't have been surprised if Poe and Rey had happened. Because I agree with you. And I kind of thought it was going to be the storyline of, you know, similar to Han and Leia, where, like, you know, Poe is, like, very stubborn and everything, and then, you know, Rey is very assured of herself as well, and then they, like, argue in the beginning, and then they come together in the end. And just by the way that they met in The Last Jedi at the very end of the movie kind of hinted at that. I don't know. There was something about that moment.
Yeah, and back to, like, the stubborn and, like, arguing and getting back together, like, that happened in the original trilogy. That's, I guess, I think they did that on purpose just to make us think
about that. Yeah, possibly. But then there were, like, you know, theories of, like, Poe and Finn and things like that, but then that never happened either. So, like, oh, I don't know. There's a lot of...
I've never heard about that.
There's just, like, a lot of theories on things that could have happened, would have happened, you know, things that Ryan Johnson wanted, or, sorry, not Ryan Johnson, J.J. Abrams wanted to happen.
J.J.
Versus, like, Disney's approach to it. I don't know. That's a whole nother section. But
I know. We're going to do a whole thing if Disney, like, almost ruined it, basically.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that J.J. wanted to happen that Disney took away. Because the movie was supposed to be, like, over 3 hours long or something like that.
Which, I'm not against that. I mean, I Star know. Wars for 3 hours.
Well, and I actually thought that... I kind of held out hope that when they released the digital version, or, you know, like, the Blu-ray, all these discs and stuff coming out, that they would release, like, a side version, like, another film version of the, like, original director's cut.
Oh.
And it would be, like, what JJ had originally planned to do, because they had filmed a lot of it. They just took a lot of it out. And I wish that they would have had, like, a separate version of that along with the theater cut, you know, that made it to the theaters. I was kind of hoping they would do that.
Well, yeah, I agree with you there. Yeah. I would have liked to see, like, deleted scenes, or a whole, like, a whole, like, I guess it almost deleted, like, the whole storyline, so, like, I'd like to see that.
Mm-hmm, for sure. But, yeah, no, Reylo, I didn't hate it at all. Like, if for me...
I'm not hating.
Yeah, I don't know, for me, it kind of felt right, in a sense. Like, I'm not one of those people that's, like, a super big, like, Reylo fan, like, oh my gosh, like, Goo Goo Eyes or whatever. Like, not that type of person, but, I did enjoy it, just because of the way that they built up in The Last Jedi.
I was about to say, like, the way that they built up their relationship, kind of just, it was natural. And I said this in the last episode as well, but they both have similar powers, but two different sides. So I think that just made it even more natural.
Well, and they're a dyad as well, which just brings them even closer. And I thought that was really cool as well. But also, to bring in something else as well, you talked about, like, their powers and stuff and the different sides. Another thing that I really enjoyed about this movie, and it kind of ties back to The Last Jedi, in a sense, which was the power of the Force. And I really like how they focused on that a lot in this movie, and they tried to explain exactly what it was. And I really liked that it came to the conclusion of both characters finally realizing that... And this was mentioned in The Last Jedi when Luke was training Rey, that the Force doesn't go to two different sides. The Force just is. It just exists. Yeah. And the way that you choose to use it from different sides is how it works.
Is what side you're on. Yeah.
But, like, the Force doesn't actually pick a side. It's not more powerful for each person or for each different side. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the person and how they decide to use it. So... I really like that idea came through, because in The Last Jedi, Kylo Ren actually realized that, and, you know, when he was saying, like, join me or whatever, like, take my hand, it was because he wanted to start fresh and start new, and not rule from the dark side or the light, just create a new place with Rey. But, like, Rey didn't know that at the time, but, you know, they both come to that conclusion in the end, so I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to open another can of worms? Talk about something else.
Go for it.
I mean, so the... Actually, let's just go... So the whole spice scene, that... The spice... Is that what it was? The spice...
What are you talking about?
Runner? I don't know.
How Poe was a spice runner?
No, is his, like, partner, like, that whole side story.
Partner?
Partner. The other one that kind of helped them.
Oh, the girl?
Yeah, the girl.
Oh, whatchamacallit? The one from Kijimi?
Yes, Kijimi. That's the planet.
Okay. That whole segment, basically?
Okay. Yeah. There's just, it kind of felt off to me.
Yeah.
Personally. You could probably disagree or agree. I don't know. But I just felt, it was almost like another side story like Rose and Finn were mm-hmm. in The Last Jedi.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I thought it visually it was cool. I didn't really care for Zori. That's what her name was. I didn't really care for her as much. I think it's just because we didn't really see anything of her, and she just kind of came in and just started bossing people around.
I feel like, they tried to make her a main character, but with not so many scenes.
Mm-hmm. Like, for example, when Kijimi eventually blew up, and, you know, we thought that she was dead, like, it didn't really hit me emotionally at all, just because I didn't feel anything for her. Because it's a hard topic, because I feel like no matter what they did, people would have just disliked it. So, like, if they didn't talk about Poe's backstory more, people would have wanted to know who he was. But the fact that they did makes other people start yawning and being like, we don't care. So, I feel like there was no...
Yeah, that's when they need to go in and make it, like a different movie just about Poe's backstory. Kind of like they did with Solo, but make it a ton better.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really care for her all that much. Babu Frick, on the other hand, we love him. Or at least I do.
Who now?
Babu Frick.
Who? Oh, yeah. Yes.
He was
okay. One of the best characters. Can we talk about Lando? Oh, yeah, my goodness. We all knew he's going to be in the movie. He didn't play as big of a role as I thought mm-hmm. he would. Like, the first time we saw him, where they were at, like, that festival thing, I think. And he was, like, in a little van or mm-hmm. car. But I feel like once he came back on the attack on Exegol, that hit me emotionally.
Yeah.
Because that reminded me of when they were blowing up the Death Star.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that part as well. And he was just like, he looked like he was having such a great day as well. Like, just filming it, you know, just like laughing his head off. Like, in a serious moment, he was just laughing. And I thought that was absolutely great.
That definitely changed the mood in a good mm-hmm. way.
Yeah, for sure. That was really, really cool. And I like that they brought him back, because, like, he wasn't a part of the main three characters in the original trilogy, but he was still a main character.
He's such an iconic character, though.
Yeah.
Which...
For sure.
I loved. Absolutely. For
sure. So, yeah, no, I really liked him. And I liked the way that they introduced him, too, you know, with him taking off his helmet and being like, Wookiee stand out in the crowd, or whatever it is that he said. I just really enjoyed that part of him.
Yes,
of course. So, yeah, no, Lando gets a check mark from me, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. Let's see, what else is there? What did we not touch on? Oh, Rey. We didn't really talk about her all that much, I feel like. We talked about Kylo a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rey, like I said in the spoiler-free review, I don't feel like she was super overpowered throughout the trilogy. Because not only...
Except... What? So, I know you were talking about this. This goes hand in hand with Rey. But, I know when you were talking about earlier, what was it? When the Force kind of didn't choose a side. And then, but also, kind of to the contrary. Or however you say the word. yes, thank you. When she's, like, fighting Palpatine, and, like, he says, I have all of the dark side behind me or supporting me or whatever. Yeah, and she said she's all the Jedi or whatever. I don't know. It just kind of felt like that was a little bit kind of mm-hmm. the Force being on one side, but that's just my opinion.
I just personally really enjoyed that scene for what it was, though. Like,
I loved it. The lightning, though,
the
that...
The sound effect on the that flashing lights. So cool.
I know. It's so good, but the flashing lights kind of triggered me. Not in a bad way, not like in a mad way, but like triggered.
But there was a warning epilepsy before, but like, in the movie that said yeah. flashing.
I mean, it was a serious moment, and I think I had chills the entire way through that. Oh, yeah,
as soon as... I mean, even at the beginning of the movie when Kylo Ren arrived on Exegol, it was chills. But, like, when Rey arrived, though, that was so cool.
That
like,
was...
Like, Palpatine was almost, like, creepy in this movie. Like, scary creepy with his eyes, you know?
Yeah.
But I loved it
because they had never had, like, a creepy part, like a horror part of that Star Wars. So, I loved that.
Yeah, exactly. But, I was going to say something, and I can't...
Rey. We're talking about Rey.
Yeah, we were talking about Rey. I don't feel like she was super overpowered. A lot of people refer to her as a Mary Sue. I don't think she was super overpowered, considering who her grandfather was.
Were we looking at the same Google review?
I don't know. Were we? I wasn't looking at anything.
Oh, well, I was just looking at Google reviews just to, like, get things to talk about.
Oh, no.
I saw that someone called her, like, a Mary Sue or whatever.
Oh, well, no, that's just something that I've seen in a lot of videos and reviews, so it's, like, all over the place. But, not only was she a Palpatine, but also I feel like she still gets a good amount of training throughout the course of the films. And not training that we necessarily saw... But she gets trained by Luke.
Oh, we did see some of it. We did see some of it, yeah.
Yeah, she gets trained by Luke, but then also apparently got trained by Leia over the course of the time between, like, The Last Jedi and The Rise of Skywalker. And originally...
And we can see that in the beginning,
yeah. Like, originally, that wouldn't really mean anything to us, but they show a clip of Luke and Leia training showing that Leia actually did become a Jedi, which I thought was great. Yes. That scene...
That gave me the chills right there when you said Leia became a Jedi.
Yeah. Like, that scene of, like, the CGI Luke and Leia, literally, that Ooh, was so
They're
great.
CGI. We're doing a whole episode we on are. That, but how their CGI improved, so
it,
good.
It was so good, and I genuinely thought that was, like, some sort of, like, leftover footage that they had, just because it looked so much like them.
I know. It was so real.
That was so cool. Was Even great. Though it was so short, it was so cool. And so it actually kind of makes sense to me that that she got trained by Leia. So
yeah, so she got trained by two Jedis over the course of the movies,
exactly,
which I like. So that kind of goes over like why she might be. I'm not saying that she was overpowered, but why she might be overpowered is because she got trained by so many people. And good Jedi.
Yeah, she got trained by, like, the two leading Jedis, and she has the powers of her grandfather, so...
Yeah, Palpatine, who's, like, big Sith Lord.
Yeah, exactly. But that's all I really had to say about that.
Yeah. What else happened? I guess we can talk about the plot, because we can spoil it.
Yeah, okay, so, let's see.
Let's see. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember all the things that happened in the movie. Let's see. Oh, the Death Star ruins.
Ooh.
On the moon of Endor.
Oh, that was I absolutely adored that.
That was like, so
in so many ways
so
I loved
cool.
it. I know. I love that. Absolutely love that.
Again, with the nostalgia.
I didn't understand the people. I thought there was going to be Ewoks because it's indoor, but, I mean,
well,
maybe it's a
it
different
was like
part.
A different,
I'm not really sure.
It was, like, a different part, I think. Like, it was a different... I want to say it was, like, a moon of Endor. So, like...
That makes sense.
It wasn't exactly Endor, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved that... They went back to the Palpatine's room, the throne room, or whatever they call it.
Oh, and the music during that, too. They played the old theme from Return of the Jedi. That gave me chills.
Yes. I know. Like, everything about the music and the returning, like, the nostalgia from that,
yeah,
so good.
And we're going to do a whole episode just on music alone, but, like,
Yeah, we love, we're both music nerds and Star Wars nerds, so they kind of go hand in hand.
Exactly, but, like, just, I don't know, the Imperial March being in it so much, you know, when he's raising the ships in Exegol, it's just all perfect.
Oh, I love that. It's
just all perfect.
It's so amazing. Also, with Rey, kind of, like, healing that, I guess Snake is what it's called. I don't really know what it was. Snake, back on that one, back on that one planet where we saw Lando for the first time. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, I think that was just kind of like used as a way to like show off her new force healing power.
Yeah, and I noticed it kind of like builds up with the force healing specifically builds up to the final scene where Rey and Kylo are like both dying and Kylo force heals her so she survives. Yeah,
I thought it was played out very perfectly how she heals the snake and then later on she heals him and later on he heals her, which ends up giving his life.
Yeah.
So I thought that was just, it was so good. And on the
perfect.
Death Star when they were fighting and stuff and all that stuff happens, that one line that Rey says to Ben really hit me, and it was the one where I did want to take your hand, Ben's hand. That was so good.
Yeah. So back to rumors, a lot of people thought that Rey was going to go to the dark side. And specifically in that one scene in that little room beside Emperor Palpatine's throne on the Death Star, you could see like Rey like with her lightsaber and her like she looked like a Sith. I thought that was really interesting.
I
think it was like
I mean, when I first saw that in the trailer, I mean, like, I thought it was really really cool and all, but I didn't think much of it, and I think the reason why was just because I had The Last Jedi in mind, and basically in The Last Jedi trailer there were things in there, you know, such as Rey taking Ben's hand, which did actually kind of happen, but like I didn't get my hopes up just because I kind of thought it was going to be something to throw off, you know.
And honestly, I wasn't really hoping she'd become a Sith.
Yeah, I mean,
I did not want that, like, because then the dark side would be, well, overpowered.
I just don't know what storyline they would get from that, though, you know.
Yeah,
like, where would that be? Like, there'd have to be another movie.
And Rey was such a big character that if they transferred over to the dark side, I mean, I would be sad, first of all. And that's kind of what happened when Anakin transferred to the dark side.
But nevertheless,
I got sad.
Yeah, but nevertheless, I did really enjoy, like, the little flashback scenes of, like, referencing that Rey could have been evil, you know, like, you know, on the Death Star, the flashbacks that she has at the beginning of, like, her sitting on the throne and stuff like that. That did look really, really cool.
Yeah. And I was kind of hoping, just because I wanted to see what it would be like, if she had actually, like, agreed and, like killed Palpatine for his power.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting, and I would have wanted to see what would have happened if that actually happened.
It never really fully made sense to me how if she struck him down that his spirit would go into her, because if she did it just based off of like
this is far fetched, but remember we were talking about how when Palpatine died, Your theory was his spirit went, maybe like a clone of him, his spirit went into the clone of him.
Perhaps, but like he was saying that his spirit would go into her though, and she would become the new Empress. So I don't know. Maybe that's like another force power for another day, but like I have no clue how that would have worked, because like her motivations were like to save everyone, not necessarily to kill him out of anger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But totally. Oh, something else I wanted to mention as well regarding Rey. I really liked the way that they did it over the course of the trilogy of showing her anger. Like everything that she did was always out of anger. And like
I love that. Even especially when she blew up that ship with what they thought was Chewie inside. Oh, I got really sad when that happened, not gonna lie.
I didn't. I mean, I was kind of shook at the moment, but then I was like, no, there's no way he's, like, gone. Like, they wouldn't do that, yeah, you know? Yeah. But yeah. It did shake
I me got at the to moment. That eventually, but I was shooketh. I was shooketh.
During the first viewing, yeah. Mm-hmm. But what I was going to say was, everything that she does is driven out of anger, and even such, like, the littlest details of, like, when she's fighting people, like, with her lightsaber in The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi, you can tell, like, just by the way that she... I can't really explain it without, like, showing it.
Yeah, and
but, like, she basically pulls back her arms in just, like, the way that this, like, the Palpatine did in Revenge of the Sith. I can't really explain it, but she just does.
I know what you're talking about. Also, related to her anger... On Endor, when her and Kylo Ren were fighting on the top, like on the top of the Death mm-hmm. Star, she got so angry she got tired when she was fighting, and I noticed that a lot, mm-hmm. like that she gets tired when she fights.
Right,
so
and that's what
I thought.
Oh, sorry.
I was gonna say that really resembles her character as well. That she's not like physically strong, but she's like mentally strong with the Force.
Yeah, and it also just proved to show that, like, you know, she's not super duper powerful. Like, Kylo Ren is, like, more powerful than her because he's had more training than she has. And so he knows how mm-hmm. to kind of control it so that he's not using all of his anger, you know?
Exactly.
Because he was trained by Luke originally, and then he got trained in the dark side. So he kind of still has that sense of, you know, holding back a little bit of his anger, you know, and saving it, and just, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Which I feel like Luke tries to teach Rey, but I guess doesn't do it correctly? I'm not sure.
Yeah, she's not very good at controlling her emotions, I think is the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was that. So another topic I wanted to... It's not really, like, a super big topic, but, like, just something I wanted to point out. This was something that I had read online a little earlier, and I thought that this was, like, actually a really good question. So, in The Rise of Skywalker, Luke later reveals to Rey in his Force Ghost form that Leia and him actually knew that she was a Palpatine all along, which doesn't fully make sense because... In The Last Jedi, it talked about how Luke was uncertain about training Kylo Ren because he saw that, you know, he had darkness in him, and he got scared of that, and so, you know, he almost killed Kylo Ren, etc., etc. So then it leads to the question of why did he train Rey in The Last Jedi, even though he knew that she was from the dark side? Like... Why did she?
That's a good question.
Why did he train Rey but not continue to train Kylo? That's kind of my question.
Well, I mean, she didn't turn to the dark side, so maybe even though that she was a Palpatine, he still like could or knew or like had a feeling that she wouldn't turn dark.
Right.
Or maybe totally different theory. What if? The fact that he didn't want to train Kylo made him bad. I mean, so he didn't want to do the same with Rey.
I mean, yeah, maybe. Perhaps. I don't know. He mentioned something about how, like, Leia saw, like, her spirit or something. Maybe that's what convinced Luke to train her in the first place. But I don't know. It's just kind of a little interesting to think about. Like, you know, it was the same situation, but just handled differently, I guess, kind of. But I don't know. Just a little interesting tidbit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was it's an interesting question, though, to think about. Like, why did he train her and not want to continue mm-hmm. with Kylo? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of other things. I'm not really sure. We covered a lot.
Did you say you had other websites? I'm going to go ahead and just read a little bit of people's reviews.
Okay, yeah, sure.
If that's okay. This is just on Google mm-hmm. that I found. Alrighty, let's just go ahead and see. All right, Jared says, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker is an action-packed, well-thought-out adventure, literally, to a galaxy far, far away, and the Star Wars movie that people have been waiting for. I have to agree with that, because I think people were really waiting for this big finale, and they really did that. They really did well with the finale. Like, they were, like, the past two movies weren't bad, but they weren't, like, the best.
And just another thing as well, regarding the people who rate these different movies, I think the thing is that they see one or two, or maybe even three things that they don't like about the movie, and they automatically hate it. And I think that that's not really fair. Like, you have to have a good reason to hate the movie. Like, absolutely hate it. Because...
Yeah.
Solo. I mean, yeah. But, like, even still, even with Solo, like, I don't hate the movie. I just don't like it.
It was...
I just didn't enjoy it.
It was a good storyline. Personally, I think it was a good storyline, just not to... It wasn't, like, acted as well as it could have been.
Yeah, I think that the potential was definitely and they did... They did do some things where I was like, oh, wow. But, you know, like, it just wasn't personally my favorite. But that doesn't make me, like, hate the movie and hate, you know, like, if I were to dislike one of the Star Wars movies, like, say, The Last Jedi, like a lot of people do, it wouldn't make me hate Star Wars. I wouldn't hate Disney for ruining Star Wars. You know, they didn't ruin Star Wars. It's just a few things I didn't agree with.
I feel like Disney took on, and this is for a whole other episode, but I feel like Disney took on Star Wars in a different way that almost made it, like, really good, like, better.
For sure. At least for me.
Alright. Yeah. Alright. He continues by saying, J.J. Abrams and the rest of the film crew/writers have heard the fans, listened, and finally created the Star Wars movie that everyone wanted to see. I actually really agree with that. Like, yeah, I do agree with that. That he did listen to the fans and what we wanted. We wanted to see where Rey came from. Well, we now know where Rey came from, you know?
Way he approached it, too, I thought was really clever. You know, how Ryan had said that her parents were nobody, and then JJ kind of flipped it around and said, yeah, her parents are, but not her grandparents. I just thought that was really clever on his part.
That was really funny. Yeah. All right. Jacob says, though the critics dislike it, the movie was actually quite awesome, especially if you dislike The Last Jedi. Its plot is a bit off pace in some areas, and there are many things that don't completely make sense, but it is emotionally satisfying and is probably the best movie of the Disney trilogy. I agree with that.
Yes.
Almost fully. I do agree with the part that some of the things don't make sense. But I don't really agree with the off pace. I think the pacing was really good, and that's one of the things people disliked it the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that the fast pace made it really interesting to watch, like enjoyable.
All right, I want to. Jacob also says near the bottom of his review, he says this is talking about Rey, and it will mention the overpoweringness, but it says Rey is also significantly improved. In the previous films, one of the common criticisms was that she seemed to be a Mary Sue or having powers without enough explanation or training. Whether this was true or not, this movie completely renders the point moot. I mean, I think that was a typo. Not only does it provide ample explanation for her connection to the Force, it also clearly establishes that she has constantly been training since the end of The Last Jedi. All of her new skills and abilities can be explained away by this, and they seem to have a natural progression that accumulates in her powers during the climax.
Yeah, for sure. And I agree with that. She has the Jedi texts as well, you know, all those things from Luke, so... Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah, I guess that's... I mean... Oh, okay. Nicholas says, this is the best Star Wars movie, in my opinion. The characters that I hated in the previous two have grown into characters that I genuinely enjoy. That's what I was saying in the last episode was, I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of Poe and Finn, but as the movie, in this movie, I actually came to actually liking them a lot
more. Yeah, I kind of liked them in The Force Awakens and then kind of like fell off from them in The Last Jedi and then kind of came back to them, you know?
It definitely is not the best Star Wars movie, in my opinion, but it is high up there.
The Rise of Skywalker?
Like,
yes.
Yeah, The Rise of Skywalker, definitely high up there. He also says, the action is definitely the best, probably even better than Rogue One's. The story is a perfect ending to the series as a whole, and every bad review I have seen is talking about plot holes. The movie moves faster than some others, but that doesn't mean it's bad pacing. It's just quick pacing. I like that. I like that quick pacing term.
I do too.
And I mean, I think the action, it's up there with Rogue One as well. I definitely enjoyed Rogue One in a lot of aspects.
Well, and we're going to do a whole episode on our personal movie rankings as well.
Yeah, so it'll be a little bit of a longer episode just because we're going to kind of go into depth of why each movie is where it is and stuff like that. But unless you don't have anything else to say, I think that's it.
I can't really think of anything off the top of my head. I'm trying to think of everything. Just a few
yeah,
a little shout out real quick, of just something that I really liked in the movie, was the part when they were on the Death Star and the ruins, and then, you know, they're fighting or whatever, and they use the Force on the lightsabers. I thought that was really cool, and the sound effects on that was
awesome. The sound effects in this movie were incredible. Everything about this, like the visual effects, were very appealing. I love them. The music, great music. My ears love them. Enough. Yeah, we need to do our music episode soon because I love the Star Wars music.
Yes.
And just John Williams, all the music he does is great. But I definitely love Star Wars.
Yeah, and something else as well. Harrison Ford's cameo as well. I loved that. Like the replay of, you know, the old dialogue from The Force Awakens, and just Han Solo's "I know" at the end was so perfect.
It was really great. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
It was just so perfectly placed.
Yes. I guess that's it, unless you have anything else you want to mention.
No, I'm trying to think of any other little things that I just wanted to mention.
I was definitely in shock when the movie finished. I was like, wow, that was the best ending I've ever seen. I loved it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. I was in shock. One of the things I liked about the movie, this is actually one of a positive for me, was the fast pacing, because it just leaves you thinking and wants you to come back for more, you know. That's one of the things I loved about it.
Yeah, exactly. And just the whole experience of it in general, you know, like the past,
yeah,
what, like 6 years ish kind of when did they announce it? Like 2013, so like almost like 7 years pretty much. Just the wonder of everything and everything finally being answered and having this finish and the experience of seeing it in the movie theater. Like I said,
multiple times
killed me pretty much the entire time. It was just all around a great experience.
I definitely thoroughly enjoyed it. I was very satisfied with the ending. As we should all be. I know not a ton of people were satisfied with the ending, but I definitely was.
Oh, we forgot to talk about the ending. Like the actual ending of the movie. Tatooine, loved it.
Oh, God.
Rey, like, literally every little thing. The score for that was perfect. Rey sliding down the hill was perfect to show, you know, like, to bring back, you know, she was this girl on
Jakku. And to show how... Yeah, and to show how deserted it was, that it piled up with sand. Like,
and
I just loved it.
Yeah, I just loved it, too. And I didn't hate the fact that she said she was a Skywalker. It's not quite what I was expecting her to say. I kind of thought that she was just going to accept the fact that she was a Palpatine and just say, like, Rey Palpatine and smile about it, you know?
Yeah, but I think her saying Skywalker made it that much better, you know? Mm-hmm. That kind of, like, tied back to the whole movie, because that's basically where the movie started, or where the whole franchise started, was on Tatooine, in that...
Exactly. You know,
it's not exactly where it started, but for the most part, it started there, which was just amazing. Yeah,
I can't get over the amount of references in this movie that were just amazing. And then the ending of her and BB-8 on the sunset, those are the two that started this whole thing, so, like, just...
I know.
It's just so perfect.
I know, and I know you mentioned the score... But I'm a French horn player, and I absolutely loved the French horn part in that score.
The a new
we'll talk about it more in depth. Yeah, that final scene score.
Yeah.
So good.
It was really
perfect way to end a movie, or a franchise actually. Perfect way to end it.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, no, I can't really think of anything else to say. We covered a lot in this past like almost hour. We did.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, without further ado, I guess that'll be the end of today's episode. We'll see y'all in the next episode, whatever that next episode will be. Make sure to stay safe, and we'll see y'all later. All right, goodbye.
Bye.